proclamation number 8910 dated the January 12th, 1965. Good and evil. Eternal law. I also want to give you an explanation regarding this, for even the smallest doubt will prevent you from correcting the notion that evil was placed into the being by me. I did not create evil, but I have known since eternity that evil would prevail in the world of the fallen spirits. I have known since eternity that I would be regarded as the source of evil, because I have always known what lies my adversary would use in the fight against me in order to prevent the return to me. But time and again I will give people the information which will enlighten them about my nature. And time and again bearers of light from above will also descend to earth in order to clarify precisely this notion. My nature is eternally good. It is incapable of ever transferring an evil thought onto its created beings. This is to be said first of all, so that you yourselves will not assume that you are created by me with all bad characteristic and longings. You were very intimately connected to me for an endlessly long time, and in this state did not know anything anti-divine. You are with me in heart and soul, of the same will, which enabled you to receive my strength of love unimpeded, and thereby you were infinitely happy. But when my first created spirit, Lucifer the bearer of light, fell away from me, and thus all of you had to take the test of will and choose which Lord to follow, when you had to make the right decision of your own free will, you also had to be able to choose between good and evil. You had to know that evil came from my adversary, whereas only good thoughts could flow from me to you. Hence I gave you light, the ability to differentiate between good and evil, and in this bright light you could have recognized the source of evil. I indeed put up with evil because it was necessary for your test of will, but I never approved of it. Consequently, the being also had to be able to satisfy a longing if it wanted it, albeit it was an evil one, just as longing had to be inside the being for the purpose of being good, which is to be understood such that any longing can evolve, otherwise a decision could not be possible. But the fact that the fallen beings only wanted to satisfy evil longings was not because they possessed this longing from the start. Rather, my present adversary had first transferred this longing onto his followers. Thus the being had to be able to experience every feeling. It must be able to arouse longings within itself. Yet these longings need not have originated from me, which is always the case when these longings are bad. Just as every non-fallen being has a longing which only turns towards good. Thus use the word, desire, instead of longing, which is in fact the same, and you'll understand that every feeling within the being originates from me, but that the direction it takes is determined by every being itself. Therefore you should come to me with every doubt, with every question, and I will not leave your soul in distress. I will enlighten you, so that you, who should uphold the truth given to you from above, will also be convinced of the truth yourselves. For it is essential to rectify many more misconceptions, even if you believe to have the truth, for nothing that is given to still imperfect human beings stays unchanged, no matter how pure it originated from above. Therefore I reveal myself time and again in you in order to send the pure truth to earth, and therefore you can also accept everything without hesitation if you seriously examine it, for the pure truth from me is to have the effect that it will be recognized by those who receive it in the sincere desire for truth. Amen.